This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anthony Piano, did you see a movie that I want to see? Without any spoilers, by the way, for those who did not see the Joker movie. You've already seen it.
Yes, I have.
And your thoughts on the movie?
It is amazing. Joaquin Phoenix's performance was hyped up, and it will not disappoint. I will warn everybody, it's very dark, and I would say disturbing. Like, don't go into this movie thinking of
delicious.
The Joker from the comic books. Like, you're going to go in and have a good time. Like, you're going to leave this movie theater and take a deep breath and ponder what you just
saw.
Because it is very dark and it is disturbing and is more like a horror movie than it is a comic book movie.
Okay, I'm more than compelled now to see it. I can't wait to see it now. Really excited. I'm going to go out and because the girls, Olivia doesn't want to see it with me. And my wife hates any movie that could potentially be horror. So I'm going to have to go see this. I'm going to have to go do the theater thing and go by myself. I have to go, but I'm going to have to go see it. Ooh, delicious. Ooh, the Joker.
But at the very least, Joaquin Phoenix, without a doubt, will be nominated for Best Actor.
Okay.
Again, I'm not sure. I haven't seen some of these other performances, but he would be my front runner to win it. At the very least, he has to get nominated.
Okay, here's what I was told, though. And I don't know if this is if you'd agree with this or not. I've been told you walk out of there saying, man, his performance was absolutely amazing. But that the movie itself isn't spectacular. I've been told by three different people who couldn't wait to see it. They went, Phoenix's performance is going to blow you away. It's so awesome. But that the movie drags a lot. I've had people tell me the movie drags a lot.
It's a slow burn, but because it's a character study.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
So you have to learn. So the background takes time. If it's being told right? The story's being told right.
You know, this is about a character development story. So I could done this. It is a
slow
burn.
Is this a launching off movie?
No, he will not. No.
Okay, good.
Joaquin Phoenix is not a franchise type of guy.
Okay.
He's not going to be doing other Batman movies in the future.
Okay, good. Right. Well,
This is so different from all that. This is not a comic book movie. This is so much different from that. I also don't want to hear people trying to compare this performance with Heath Ledger. They are so totally different. It has nothing to do with any of this. This is not a comic book movie. This is so much more than that and so different. This is on a totally different level.
Is it a psychological thriller type of thing? Would you put it at or a horror movie? You put it more as a horror movie.
Yeah, this is very tense.
Very tense. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. Your review there, I think you helped some people there. I did notice, though, and I took a tweet that the comedian Greg Gutfeld had put out yesterday, that the media, they put out a thing, I guess it was on CNN or something, saying the Joker movie, which has faced a backlash of criticism from the media created.
It's so ridiculous. I've seen it. I mean, listen, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but it's
the
so
media not created the backlash, and then comments on the backlash that they create.
First of all, I mean, there are a couple of violent scenes, but for the most part, this is not a very violent movie whatsoever.
Scary though, but a scary movie.
The whole thing.
But it's scary. Well, he didn't give away anything.
He's giving away everything.
No, he's not. He hasn't given away one detail. And Anthony, you could be a movie reviewer. Because if you give you give enough background without giving away any of the storyline, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about the story. I can't wait to see it. I cannot wait to see it. It's going to be awesome. Shep, would you be scared to see this? Or would you rather see the Utah Jazz play the Phoenix Suns?
Well, I'd rather see the latter, because at least I know what's not going to happen.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean,
what's?
I mean,
he didn't tell you anything.
He's Mr. Siskel and Ebert over here.
Well, I mean,
two thumbs up, baby. Two thumbs up for Joker.
Mr. Roper.
Roper.
Are you using? You're using like 70s references.
That is a great TV show, Three's Company.
Three's Company is Norman Fellay, graduate of the Klein School of Media at Temple University, where I am not in the Hall of Fame, by the way. Just mentioned that to you. I would laugh, though, that when you're using references like that, Shep, I have to walk into the control room
and
pay Carlos Medina and Brian Hoyt a dollar every time I use what they would call the old man dad reference. So you would have to go walk in the control room right now, even though you're already in there, and you would have to pay them each a dollar.
You're not old. You're cultured and an official.
Well, yeah, but I don't.
That's classic TV.
Wait a minute. You are stretching it a little bit.
I don't know about that.
Now, here's the one thing
Three's
I will
Company?
Get. Anthony, that's really. You realize that a lot of people under the age of 25 have never even seen it. They've maybe heard of a show called Three, but they've never seen it. There's a lot of people who haven't seen it. You want me to know? This is the little longer version. Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's Company too. Come and dance on our floor. Teach a step that is new. She be lovable space that needs your face. Three's Company too. All right, no more singing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.